The Jets have their offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, the former Broncos head coach and son of former Jets offensive coordinator Paul Hackett, was hired on Thursday. Does this mean the Jets are getting Aaron Rodgers? Is Hackett the right man for the job? I'll tell you what I think on today's episode of the Locked On Jets podcast.
You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome. This is the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's Thursday, January 26th, 2023, and I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com, thanking you for making the show your first listen or first watch every day. This podcast is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. If you like what you see or hear, hit the subscribe button where you're watching or listening so that you'll never miss an episode. If you're listening on a podcast source, please give the show a five-star review. If you're watching on YouTube, please give this episode a big thumbs up. These things help the channel out and help other Jets fans find the podcast. Today's episode of Locked On Jets is presented by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Just pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. And first-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. Well, the search is over. The Jets have their offensive coordinator, and it is former Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett, the son of Paul Hackett, a coach who had a, let's call it, turbulent 4-year run as Jets offensive coordinator under Herm Edwards between 2001 and 2004. I was fully expecting the Jets to announce a hire this week because the Senior Bowl practices are next week. You want to have your coordinator in place by then so that you know what your offensive system is, because each offensive system values different traits in different prospects. So I think the Jets wanted to have that guy in place. They also wanted him to be able to evaluate the prospects, guys he thinks would fit well in his system. Apparently it was a very exhaustive search. Robert Saleh indicated that the Jets actually interviewed 15 candidates and only about half of them were reported in public. And the Jets end with Nathaniel Hackett. Now, Hackett, of course, spent less than one season as the Broncos head coach. He had previous tenures with the Jacksonville Jaguars and Buffalo Bills as their offensive coordinators. But I think everybody's focusing on one specific job in his past today, and that is the offensive coordinator at the Green Bay Packers. A role he filled for 3 years, and a role in which he reportedly developed a very strong relationship with Aaron Rodgers. If you've been following the rumors this week, which I feel like are kind of overstated, I still don't think it's very likely the Jets are going to end up trading for Aaron Rodgers, but there's been plenty of buzz this week about Aaron Rodgers potentially coming to the New York Jets. Now they hired a coach who has a strong working relationship with him, and naturally that means there's going to be plenty of speculation. Are the Jets going to get Aaron Rodgers? Was this a move to try and get Aaron Rodgers? And from the outside looking in, it seems to me like the part of the rationale, maybe not the whole rationale, but it definitely seems to me like part of the rationale is to try and attract Aaron Rodgers. That's a, listen, if it's not, then the Jets did a great job hiding it, because it certainly looks that way from the outside looking in. You know, sometimes the Jets make a move and I say, I don't understand what they're doing. That's happened a lot in the time this podcast has been on the air. This is a situation where I see what they're trying to do. I'm just not sure it's a great idea. And why do I say that? Well, let's think this through. Does the Jets hiring Nathaniel Hackett guarantee that the Jets are getting Aaron Rodgers? No, it doesn't. And I've seen a couple of reporters today say, would Hackett take the job if he didn't know if he was getting Aaron Rodgers? Well, if you know that the Jets are getting Aaron Rodgers, report it. None of them are willing to put their name on a report that the Jets are trading for Aaron Rodgers. So it's easy to like come up with these theoretical questions and say, well, wouldn't it be logical if Hackett took the job if he knew he was getting Aaron Rodgers? Well, then report it. Well, how do we know what Hackett's thinking? We can't say that for sure. Maybe he thinks that there's a good chance of it happening, but all I have to do is take you back 1 year. Because when the Denver Broncos hired Nathaniel Hackett, that's exactly what people said. People said, well, they must be getting Aaron Rodgers now. And it did not work out. Broncos eventually traded for Russell Wilson, a move that, at least through 1 year, has not worked out. And a move that really did not work out for Nathaniel Hackett, because he got fired after less than one season. But I think that experience alone shows you the pitfalls of an approach like this, where you're hiring a coach to try and attract a star player from another team. This isn't up to the Jets entirely, whether they get Aaron Rodgers or not. You know, Green Bay's got a say in it, Rodgers has a say in it. And that's one of the reasons I kind of laugh at the idea that the Jets know that they're getting Aaron Rodgers. Because even if Rodgers is saying this right now, I don't know if you've been following Aaron Rodgers the last couple of years. That's a guy who's been showing a willingness to change his mind on a moment's notice. So there are no guarantees the Jets are getting Aaron Rodgers. And I look at the situation, it really resembles a lot what happened last year with Denver when everybody thought he was on his way out and the Broncos hired Hackett because they thought that would give them the inside track, and it did not work out. You can say whatever you want. You can say, wouldn't it be logical if the Jets hired, if Hackett wanted to work for the Jets only because he knew he was, well, maybe, but maybe Hackett, there was another reason Hackett wanted to work for the Jets. You know, he and Robert Saleh have worked together in the past. Maybe he views it would be a strong working relationship. Maybe there's another quarterback out there he thinks he can make it work with. There are a million possible explanations for why the Jets would hire Nathaniel Hackett. Not one of them, maybe, it's not a guarantee, I guess, is the way I'd say it, that the Jets are getting Aaron Rodgers. And I have to say, you have to hire the best coach possible, because even in a world where the Jets are trading for Aaron Rodgers, do you think Nathaniel Hackett's going to be the thing that makes or breaks? I mean, maybe, but I don't think I would guarantee that. I don't think I'd feel good about saying that. Do you think the only way Aaron Rodgers would take a trade to the Jets is Nathaniel Hackett's there? Do you think he wouldn't want to work under any other offensive coordinator? I don't know that that's necessarily true, and I don't really know what evidence we have to base that on. So I think that it's a flawed approach to do things this way. Because, you know, even if Rodgers ends up forcing a trade from Green Bay, he may want to come to the Jets anyway. And you can't guarantee that. You can't build your strategy based entirely on the idea you're getting Aaron Rodgers. You have to hire the best coach possible. You know what would attract Aaron Rodgers? Getting the best coach in here possible. And that would, the other reason that would work is that if you don't get Aaron Rodgers, then you can hit the ground running with whoever you end up hiring. So I understand this. This is not like the Mike Maccagnan era where the Jets regularly were doing something. I'd say, I have no idea what they're doing. I know what they're doing in this situation, but it usually doesn't work. I can't think of many instances where a team did something like this. I'm not saying it's the only reason the Jets hired Hackett, but I can't think of many instances where a team made a move like this, and part of the rationale, and a big part of the rationale, was trying to attract a star player who's on another team, and it worked, because it's really difficult to pull off. If the Jets are going to trade for Aaron Rodgers, there are a lot of complications that need to be worked out. And guess what? I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. If those complications were worked out, I think we'd know about them by now. It's a complicated deal when you're talking about his contract, when you're talking about compensation, talking about other factors, the assurances the Jets would need that Rodgers is not going to retire. There's a lot that needs to be worked out. And Nathaniel Hackett being with the Jets isn't going to work those things out. You know, maybe he makes him marginally more attractive to Rodgers, but based on the last couple of years, do you really want to bet on what Aaron Rodgers is going to do next? Aaron Rodgers has been a very unpredictable guy these last couple of years. And in the event you don't get him, and you can't guarantee you're going to get a player on another team. It's different if Rodgers is under contract for the Jets, and then, you know, you're trying to get a coordinator he's comfortable with. You're essentially planning for a contingency you don't know is going to happen. And if you're Green Bay right now, you're looking at this, the Jets have kind of tipped their hand. They've kind of told you that they're very interested in Aaron Rodgers. To the extent there's leverage, and maybe sometimes we overstate the role of leverage in trade negotiations, some of it went to Green Bay with this move. So, you know, a move that, you see the thought process, which, you know, for the Jets is not always true. I just don't know it's a great thought process. Now, here on the Locked On Jets podcast, we will continue talking about the hiring of Nathaniel Hackett. I got to be honest with you, there's some issues I've got with it that go beyond Aaron Rodgers, but we'll talk about some of the good things that Hackett could bring to the table, at least some of the positive points on his resume, and that's as we continue this Thursday episode of the Locked On Jets podcast. This episode of Locked On Jets is brought to you by FanDuel. The NFL playoffs are here. Yes, we're talking about potential offseason moves for the Jets like Aaron Rodgers, but there are two more games this weekend, the conference championship games, and we are very excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they are the number one sports book in America. It's FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from moneyline to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can combine your bets for a chance for a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. And it's all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Thank you for making Locked On Jets your first listener, first watch every day. This podcast is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. The Jets have hired Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator, former Broncos coach, former Packers offensive coordinator, former offensive coordinator with the Bills and the Jaguars. And actually, if you go back, he was the offensive coordinator at Syracuse under Doug Marrone. And then Marrone was hired to the Buffalo Bills, and Hackett followed him there. I look back to Hackett's college career, and if you're looking for, like, optimism, that's actually, like, the first place I'd look, because I think at Syracuse, he was part of a coaching staff that did something interesting. And there was a great article at the old fantastic sports site Grantland, which, you know, hasn't existed in years, but there was an article about Marrone and Hackett at Syracuse and how they rebuilt their offense kind of on the fly around a concept known as packaged plays. And packaged plays were essentially early RPOs, run pass options. They weren't as sophisticated because the passing element of that them tended to be screen passes. Whereas in today's NFL, your RPOs tend to have more regular routes on the route tree. But they adapted, and they were kind of early adapters to the RPO game. And to me, that's something that's something positive. It at least shows that at one point in time, this was a coach who was open to new ideas and willing to go with them. Now, do I think Hackett's offense is particularly cutting edge in these days? No, I don't. But that experience at least shows me that somewhere in there, there's a coach with some degree of creativity. So again, I'm trying to give you the full view on the pros and cons of Hackett. And there are some things I really don't like about this hire. But I think that, you know, if I look back, can I have some hope that maybe that he'll stay on the cutting edge? I think there is, because if you go back to when he worked in college, there was an element of that. I think that, you know, it was the type of thing that they were a little bit ahead of their time at Syracuse when they were there. Now, this was a long time ago. This was over a decade ago, but at least there's something there that you could say, you know what, at one point this guy really embraced new ideas. And that's what you have to do to stay ahead in the NFL. You know, you have to keep on innovating, because every year there's a team that comes up with a new concept, and the rest of the league sees it, they all see it on film, and they all steal it. So your advantage goes away very quickly. So you have to stay on top of things. Now, again, I don't know that Hackett's really done a great job of that since he entered the NFL in the decade or so since he's been in the NFL, but it at least shows you there's something there. The other thing that I'll say that's positive about Hackett is I think the Jaguars of 2017 are a team that has a lot of similarities to the Jets right now. That was a team that went to the AFC Championship game. And it was a team where Hackett was the offensive coordinator. And Jacksonville did not have a very long window. In fact, their window was literally 1 year. They went from the bottom of the league to the AFC Championship game, you know, back to the bottom of the league, essentially, in the span of a couple of years. They had a one-year window. They should have beaten New England in the AFC Championship game that year. And they had the Patriots on the ropes, and they let them get away. But it was a team that was built kind of similar to the current Jets in that, it was a defensive-oriented team. So it was not a team that asked its offense to carry the load. It was a team that more asked its offense to do enough, and the defense was kind of charged to win the day. Beyond that, they also were a team that was really based on the run game, and they had a running back who, at least that first year, looked like he was kind of a star in the making. That's Leonard Fournette. Now, in the years that followed, Fournette has had kind of an interesting career, because there have been moments in years where he actually has looked as good or close to as good as he was advertised coming out of LSU. You have to remember, this was a guy who was drafted in the top five at the running back position. It's not done a whole lot in today's NFL. And that rookie year, that was 2017, Fournette looked excellent. You know, he looked like a back who could carry the load. Now, you look at this current Jets team, I think it's pretty clear that this is a defensive-oriented team. This is a team that, if they had any kind of offense last year, they would have been in the playoffs. I don't think that that's a very controversial statement. The problem was the Jets were at the bottom of the league last year in offense. They just did not get enough from that side of the ball. So I look at this Jets team, and on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, this is a team that on paper should be able to run the ball because you've got a pretty dynamic back returning to the lineup in Breece Hall. Now, you've got some issues up front, and especially on the offensive line. You've got some question marks on the offensive line. You've also got some question marks behind Breece Hall because while the backs behind him looked pretty good on paper heading into the season last year, and you can even say during the season because the Jets traded for James Robinson from Jacksonville, while this looked like a pretty deep backfield, it really did not produce that way. You did have Bam Knight come up to the team from the practice squad and put together three really strong games in a row, but he kind of fell off near the end of the season. Now, you can blame some of it on blocking, but you know, the offensive line's still going to be an enormous question mark heading into this season. And you do have question marks about Breece Hall, because even though he's returning to the lineup, and even though he is expected to recover fully, you don't know whether he's going to be 100%. You don't know whether how long it's going to take him to get back to being Breece Hall. You know, the guy who looked like he was running away with the rookie of the year at the midway point of last season. You know, he may look good. He may be back on the field. He may be cleared to play. They may say he's 100%. But sometimes with those serious knee injuries, it takes a little bit longer to really get your bounce back. So there are question marks there. But on paper, this is a team that's really built to kind of play the style that Jacksonville played in 2017. And if we're excluding the Aaron Rodgers years, you know, that's pretty good for, you know, that's a pretty good match stylistically for Hackett. So at least there's a template there that gives you some sort of hope again. And really, you're looking for hope. And the third thing I'll say is I don't think I'm contradicting what I said in the first segment, because I think it's a really bad idea for this to be a rationale behind a move. But if you think a guy happens to be the best choice out there, and it's a little bit of a bonus if you think maybe he'll help a little bit getting Aaron Rodgers. Again, I'm skeptical of the idea that Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Jets no matter what, because they got Nathaniel Hackett. I don't think it hurts, though. And I think, you know, maybe it marginally helps. I think very easy to overstate how much Nathaniel Hackett's going to help the Jets get Aaron Rodgers. And there are some issues with Aaron Rodgers, by the way. I think that there are going to have to be some things that really need to be worked out here. And I have to tell you, I am not 100% behind the idea of the Jets trading for Aaron Rodgers. In fact, we're going to talk about that on tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show is going to be about Aaron Rodgers and a potential trade to the Jets. But if you want Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't hurt. Again, easy to overstate how much of an impact this is going to have, but I certainly don't think it hurts, and maybe it helps a little bit, even if it's not going to make the final decision. Now, here on the Locked On Jets podcast, we'll close out the show, and I'm sorry to end it on a negative note, but I think that there's a lot of question marks behind this hire. I think that there are some things, like I just mentioned, that could give you some optimism, but there are some things that really leave me scratching my head behind the Jets hiring Nathaniel Hackett. And I'll tell you what they are as we close out this Thursday episode of the Locked On Jets podcast. Today's episode of Locked On Jets is brought to you by Prize Picks. The Jets are in off-season mode, but there's still football to be played. AFC Championship game, NFC Championship game on Sunday. You can play daily fantasy. And let me tell you about Prize Picks. Here's how it works. You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. There's no competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. And Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch. So, you know, the NFL is only playing on Sunday this week, but you also got the NBA, you got the NHL, you got men's and women's college basketball, you got esports, tennis, MMA, boxing, and yes, disc golf. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. They have safe and fast withdrawals, and they are currently operational in over 30 states and in Canada. So download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. So if you deposit $50, Prize Picks gives you $50. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks gives you $100. And don't forget to enter promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match of up to $100 using Prize Picks. This is the Locked On Jets podcast here on this Thursday, breaking down the Jets hiring Nathaniel Hackett. Now, I've talked about the Aaron Rodgers angle. I've tried to give you a few positive notes. I have to tell you, though, if I'm being honest, this was not the hire I wanted the Jets to make. In fact, I said that on yesterday's show. I was asked a question in our mailbag show on Wednesday, who's your least favorite and least favorite? I told you, Nathaniel Hackett was my least favorite hire the Jets could make. Now, I don't think that this deserves the type of criticism that maybe I gave the Jets when they hired Adam Gase as their head coach back in 2019. I'm not as upset as I was that day. And I think my upset, the level of upset I was that day was justified and vindicated in the long run. I maintain that what the Jets do at the quarterback position, what they do to upgrade their talent level at other spots on the offense, is going to matter more than hiring Nathaniel Hackett, because Nathaniel Hackett has been the offensive coordinator on successful teams in this league. But I look at this situation, and, you know, it's very difficult to judge these coordinator candidates. A lot of it's based on circumstances. I don't really know that they have a strong feeling about anybody the Jets hired. But of the candidates they hired, again, this was probably my least favorite, because I don't really buy the Rodgers angle. Again, I think it helps a little bit, but I don't think it's the type of thing that really... I think that the reaction to this has been disproportional to the impact. I think it helps a little bit, maybe. I don't think it's a dead sign that the Jets are going to get Aaron Rodgers. And you look at the body of work, and I'm not saying that he's necessarily the worst coach in the league, but what was the situation where Nathaniel Hackett went in and you said, wow, this situation is so much better than it would have been otherwise? It doesn't exist. The Jets have been trying to play it, and you see this, the Jets are kind of, you know, leaking information to certain writers, and you hear people talk about the job he did with Jacksonville with Blake Bortles, and I'm like, the job he did with Blake Bortles? That's your success story? I'm not saying it's his fault Blake Bortles failed to develop, but don't sit there and tell me that this guy's an amazing coach because of the way Blake Bortles played in Jacksonville. Again, that team was based on the run. You want to give him credit for Jacksonville, say he adapted to his talent and built the offense around his run game. But don't try and sell me the idea that this was a great job because he developed Blake Bortles. What the heck did Blake Bortles ever accomplish in the NFL? And I look at this and, you know, yeah, fine. You look at his yearly numbers. They look okay, but part of that's because he was in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. He had nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers' success. I mean, he had a little bit to do, but it's kind of like, to me, giving credit to Adam Gase for what Peyton Manning did. Aaron Rodgers was a first ballot Hall of Famer before he ever met Nathaniel Hackett. So I see all these stories being, you know, put out there by the Jets. I see them, you know, some people writing what the Jets, you know, these info the Jets are putting out there. And I say, really? And I look through these offenses, and I remember when Nathaniel Hackett was in Buffalo, and it was a tough spot because he had E.J. Manuel, a quarterback who really never panned out. And again, I don't blame him for E.J. Manuel. I don't think E.J. Manuel was going to pan out. But I just remember, you know, he had some decent playmakers on those teams. You know, he had Sammy Watkins before Watkins became super injury prone. C.J. Spiller was a really good back. They had Fred Jackson out of the backfield. They had some decent play. And I just remember on those Buffalo teams, even though they beat the Jets pretty handily, they tended to have good success against the Jets. But I remember those Buffalo teams being very underwhelmed by what they were doing offensively. And while he had the one good year in Jacksonville, they did not sustain it. But this is, I guess, my bigger point. It's fine to fire Mike LaFleur. I don't really have a problem with it. I think LaFleur's performance was bad enough that you could completely justify firing him. But you only fire somebody if you think you're going to get better. And I look at this landscape, and I find it gets very difficult to argue that Nathaniel Hackett's better than Mike LaFleur. I think it's difficult to argue the Jets have upgraded. That's the question. Whenever it's easy to say get rid of somebody, but you should find somebody who potentially could be better. And you look at Nathaniel Hackett's career, I don't see the argument that he's better than Mike LaFleur. In fact, I can think you can make an argument maybe his record's a little bit less impressive than Mike LaFleur. And I go back to one point that I've been making over the last couple of weeks. You just said that the Jets offense wasn't good enough, and rightly so. Fair point. You look at Denver, they were a worse offense than the Jets. And I think the Jets are now trying to sell this idea that, well, it was Russell Wilson's fault. Listen, of course it was Russell Wilson's fault. But you're telling me that Nathaniel Hackett had nothing to do with the problems on that offense? It was a very poorly constructed offense. Nathaniel Hackett, I do not think, did a good job registering the scheme to the players he had. I don't think he did a good job aligning the plays that they ran with the talent that they had on offense. I think that offense really underachieved with the talent they had. Listen, I don't understand Russell Wilson's in decline. It's very difficult for me to defend a coach who scores less points has a worse offense with Russell Wilson than a coach who has Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco, and Mike White at quarterback. I don't see where the upgrade is. And that's my problem is, listen, I think, again, you could justify getting rid of Mike LaFleur, but there needs to be a plan in place when you're making a change. And I feel like, at best, the Jets made a lateral move here. I'm not upset because, you know, Nathaniel Hackett's Paul Hackett's son. Paul Hackett is my least favorite Jets offensive coordinator of all time. If Locked On Jets existed in the 2001 to 2004 range, we'd have a lot of episodes with me talking about Paul Hackett. I don't judge Nathaniel Hackett based on his father. I judge him based on his own merits. And I through this whole search, I just struggled to come up with a good reason why he should be hired, because there's just never been a situation where I think he's made the whole better than the sum of the parts. And I think there are some situations where the whole has been worse than the sum of the parts with Nathaniel Hackett. Robert Saleh, I think, indicated today that, it's a similar system. Well, what was the point of making the change then? If you're just going to run the same system, but you're changing the play, it's not a play caller with a big time reputation. It really just feels like you made a change for the sake of making a change. And this is not so much a pro Mike LaFleur thing as it is a, why did you do this? What was the point of doing this? Did we just do something for the sake of doing it? Because I don't see where Nathaniel Hackett's going to make this team better. And that's just my view. And listen, I'd love to be wrong on this, but I was really kind of confused by the whole process, the way things played out, that they interviewed 15 candidates, and you look at the track record, this is the guy they hired. And I almost feel like it's a classic NFL thing. What frequently happens in the NFL is coaches hire coaches that they know. Robert Saleh and Hackett worked together on those Jacksonville teams. It kind of feels like Saleh, and we've seen this a lot with Saleh, he goes with somebody he knows, one of his friends, over maybe a more qualified candidate. We'll see what happens. Listen, I'd be very happy if Nathaniel Hackett straightened the Jets offense out, but looking at his track record, I'm not sure he was the best choice for the job. I'm not ruling it out. I'm not saying that this was the worst hire the Jets have ever made, but I think it's a hire that's a little confusing, and I would argue a little bit flawed in a number of areas. Of course, you can turn it around, though. That's what we'll hope for. But that's all for today's episode. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day is our motto. As always, if you enjoy the show, hit the subscribe button where you're watching or listening so that you'll never miss an episode. If you're listening on a podcast source, please give the show a 5-star review. If you're watching on YouTube, please give this episode a big thumbs up. These things help the channel out and help other Jets fans find the podcast. Have a great Thursday, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow to talk more Jets.